since the last days of the dying regime.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden light.
All these people, all these amazing patriots are being arrested and charged and all this, and it's the good ones that are being charged and the other ones are being allowed to go free. You know, it's, of course, we're going to talk about Hunter here in just a second, but it's really, this is so typical of a dying regime. They start lashing out and attacking the ones who are trying to save their country. And we're going to save our country. That's just all there is to it. You don't even think that we're going to go through all this and not save our country. I will say that if President Trump had tried to pull this, pull out all the stops back in the day when he first took office, it probably would have failed. I'm sure it would have failed. But this time it won't. And they realize that we have enough, enough people are awake and enough things have been resolved that we're not going to lose our country. We're not. Okay, so anyway, check this out.
Reaching out when the man comes around.
I built the dominant platform in all media for grassroots participation. This is why we won the school boards. This is why people are coming to become election workers and poll workers and election judges. Every one of you in this audience, is nothing but a pauper. Don't ask me. Look at your own lived experience. Today, go home and look at your bank account. You're all in bondage. And the populist nationalist movement offers you freedom. We are not going to back down. And they will not be able to shut me up.
It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And measured 100 weight in penny pound. When the man comes around.
I have not yet begun to fight.
Amen. We have not yet begun to fight. Isn't that awesome? Who loves that? I'm so glad we have such amazing patriots. How can we lose? Not possible to lose when we have so many amazing patriots. And I'm just so glad I get to come on here and not have to read a script. I realize I can't do that. I'm just glad I get to, you know, just the Lord gives me the words to say and the truth and to share the wonderful things that I get to share on here without having to read a script. Anyway, I'm scared to show this button, but if you still can stomach, you know, my foibles, please hit the like button. If you love me anyway, hit the like button. If you feel sorry for my poor brain, hit the like button. Anyway, yeah, it's just a funny thing. Just if you ever start a channel, be careful for that live streaming button. It's a dangerous button. Anyway, yeah, I was. Thank you, Songbird. You're chasing everybody down, trying to get everybody together. I'm glad we found each other. We always do. We always find each other. Okay, Hunter was found guilty. I wanted to see everybody on the chat tell me, are you surprised that he was found guilty? What do you think? Of course, this is just this is a gun charge. He might do time on it. Biden might, you know, pardon him. Who knows what's going to happen on that? This is a much less meaningful offense, to be honest, than the stealing millions and treason. You know, steal millions from taking millions from the Chinese and the treason that he's involved with, the FARA violations. Okay, so you know, we'll see. I want to share some of the highlights on this before, because this is obviously the hot news that came out today. Stephen Miller, the first posts that came out, he says the DOJ is running election interference for Joe Biden. That's what he says it's all about. They want all the attention on Hunter. Oh, Hunter, he's got, you know, drug problems, and he's had a checkered past, and you know, Joe Biden is a loving father and all that. So they want to pull on everyone's heartstrings on that. But yeah, it says because all they don't want to bring up the FARA violations, foreign agent. They've been taking money and doing deals with foreign countries, and they have never signed up as a foreign agent. They've never done that paperwork, and so it's, you know, which is it? Are you a foreign agent or not a FARA foreign agent? So This is what they don't want the road to lead back to Joe Biden. And that's why they're letting Hunter take the fall. Okay, so that's what's really going on there. He says the gun charges are a giant misdirection, an easy op for DOJ to sell to a pliant media that is all too willing to be duped. Don't be gaslit. This is all about protecting Joe Biden and only Joe Biden. All right, so there you go. There you go. That's what's going on with that, with Hunter Biden, with what you see there. And then here is what Greg Price posted, and Donald Trump Jr. said exactly. Hunter Biden being convicted of a firearms charge is the ultimate red herring of red herrings. The DOJ allowed the statute of limitations to expire on the most serious tax charges. Buried evidence of Biden's foreign bribery allegations and attempted to give Hunter a sweetheart deal with broad immunity. David Weiss wouldn't go after him on the serious tax charges or on FARA because all of that would have led back to the shady business dealings involving his father. Instead, they went after him on a much lesser charge where the evidence was way too insurmountable to ignore. Everybody said he definitely took this gun, right? And he was definitely a drug addict. So they can scream nobody's above the law when they put President Trump in jail. Okay. Yeah. It's like, this is what they're likely going to do. This is likely what they're going to do, you know, with President Trump. That's the next subject I want to talk about, because I want to brace you guys for that, okay, that this is likely going to happen. But the bottom line is they have taken so much bribe money. They have sold our country down the river, sold all of us down the river. This is why the dollar is worthless at this point. And so everybody is struggling so much because that's what they do. That's what the corrupt do. They just use their offices for their own political gain, except for President Trump, right? So, yeah. Anyway, so I wanted you to see that. Now, the next thing, actually, you know, I don't have that video right here pulled up, but this one guy was saying, don't be surprised if they put President Trump in jail. They can't let him go to the RNC and be the nominee. But the bottom line is we're still going to, whether he's there or not there, whether he's in jail or wherever he is, we're going to have him as the Republican nominee. And that will tell the tale all the longer, all the louder, because people are like, you know, they're putting their political enemies in jail. Just like with Bannon and Giuliani and all these people. They're putting them in jail. And that tells everybody they are a banana republic that has hijacked our country. And they must be removed. So since they got to go first, and they've proved who they are, President Trump didn't do this. They have shown who they are and what they're willing to do to retain power and steal the election and cheat and all the rest of it. And now, when he gets in there, then we said, this is what they've truly done. This is not some bogus cockamamie baloney charge. This is the real deal. These are the things that they are guilty of, and we'll have it spelled out, every line, every T crossed, and every I dotted. Okay, who wants to talk about Nancy Pants? Who wants to talk? You think he'll just get a slap? We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. I wouldn't doubt that his daddy will, pardon him. But when President Trump goes in, they can have adjoining cells if they like. Whatever. All right, so this is some of the other biggest news that's coming out. So I want to talk about some of the hottest things that are coming out. Nancy Pants has this video that somehow came out. I just always find it very strange. This is over a year old. Where is this coming from? And all the patriots are talking about it, which is great, which is fine. But she is admitting that she should have called out the National Guard, that it's on her that she didn't call out the National Guard, which we've been saying all this time. President Trump authorized for the National Guard to come out. She refused. She didn't want the National Guard to come out. And the question has always been, why? You know, I was not going to commit a crime. All the patriots were not up there to commit a crime. We were up there to protest a fraudulent election. That's why we were there. And we weren't up there to commit any crimes. I don't mind if the National Guard, they can be there to guard everybody and to make sure everything is peaceful. Great. Why didn't she want to? Why didn't she? Everybody say it with me. because it was a Fed surrection. It was a Fed surrection. Everybody posted in the comments, Fed surrection. That's the reason she didn't want them to come in. And that's why they delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. And this, I just feel like this whole thing is a cockamamie video. Of course, Patriots can use it to say, see, it was her responsibility to call out the National Guard. Yes, it was. President Trump authorized it. She was supposed to call them out. She didn't. She delayed, delayed, delayed. And here it was. Finally, they called about, 4 o'clock. The police chief sunned, saying he's wanting them to, call out backup, and they delay. Remember? So what was the reason for that? It was because they want their buddies, the feds, to make it look like, something that it wasn't. They wanted the feds to hijack January 6th so they could play it all over the news. Look at all these people. Look what they did. By the way, they're doing the same thing with the people who are protesting the genocide of the Gaza people, the people in Gaza. And they hijack all these peaceful protests and they make it into something that it's not. You guys, yes, insurrection, thank you, Spitfire. You guys know that, right? They always hijack peaceful protests. And this is the thing that hurts my heart about the Patriots is that they don't catch that. They don't get it. They don't realize that's the case. And that's so frustrating that, come on, you guys. You understand that they hijacked January 6th. Why can't you see that they hijacked the Palestinian protests? Now, I know you guys do, because we've been on here, we've been walking through this and talking through this whole time. We're like, okay, I smell a rat. This is not, these people are just having a peaceful protest and all of a sudden it blows up. They've been doing this for eons. They've been doing the same game over and over and over. So here, I'll play it for you, but I just call baloney on it because she's saying she's taking the blame because she didn't call them out. Whatever. The reason is, and this is the point that we need to stress and connect the dots for our family and friends, is the reason is Nancy did not want to stop the Fed surrection. She wanted to have all these videos all over the news for years and say that these January 6ers are all, insurrectionists, right? And it destroying our relationships with our family and friends and our people being fired from their jobs and all that. So here's what she's having to say. Whew, drunk Nancy. Here we go. Nancy Pants.
Okay. We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff that should we call the Capitol Police? The National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient...
Because you didn't call them out. Because you didn't call them out, because you didn't want to call them out, because you wanted the feds to hijack the peaceful protest and turn it into something it wasn't. If you're asking me, I'll answer.
No, there's not a question of how they have been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for war.
Yes, she's saying she's taking responsibility because those Patriots are so bad. That's the thing that always gets me so angry. We weren't. I tell you one thing, they're the nicest people who were up there on January 6th, the nicest people in the whole wide world. They fought through thickets to get to there to be with President Trump on the Ellipse that day and to stand and fight for free and fair elections. They're some of the best people, the best patriots you ever met. I'm telling you, I've never been so close to people. I'm telling you, I had people touching me on the front, the back, the sides. We were crammed in there like sardines and we loved each other and everybody was there. Just, it was the greatest bunch of people I've ever been around in my entire life. Not, what they've made us out to be. And then some of them, of course, have gone and been in jail all this time. It's evil. And all of it's going to come out. All of it's going to have to come out. It's just going to have to. Because we can't live, not have this truth come out. All of the people in our country have to understand what she did. they have to understand what they did to hijack this peaceful protest and how they used this to hurt the American people who are trying to fight for their country. Same thing. The truth has to come out about these protests against the genocide in Gaza. The truth has to come out from every side. And that's our role, is to help people understand what really, really happened, right? All right. Yes, buckle up. Here we go. All right. So here is the Patriot AU, I think, posted this, because she was saying, Representative Jordan claims that Speaker Pelosi was responsible for the Capitol security on January. So we're all saying that this was her responsibility to call out the National Guard. We've been saying that ever since the very beginning. President Trump authorized it. She was supposed to call them out. She didn't call them out. And we know the reason why. Okay. Because she wanted a Fed's direction. But now we have a video of her on that day saying, I take responsibility for not having National Guard at the Capitol on January 6th in that video shot by her own daughter. Of course, this is now, just now, coming out after they've used this as her famous wrap-up smear. Remember her talking about the wrap-up smear? They smear someone and then they spread it all throughout the news. That's the famous wrap-up smear. That's what she said. Remember her saying that? I don't have a clip of it right here, but you remember. That's what she does. She is famous for the wrap-up smear. That's how she got into her high position of power, because she'll come up with some kind of baloney, some kind of lie, some kind of video that they take out of context. They'll throw it all out in the mainstream media, and the next thing you know, that person is destroyed. This is what they do, because they're all in cahoots. These government officials along with the media. And so they're all in on it together. All right. So the next thing I wanted to show you is, okay, so first one was the Hunter Biden news coming out today. And now you got the Nancy Pants video clip coming out today. And now you've got some more of a plane crash that came out. I don't know if you heard about this. This is something that just came out. This is the Malawi president confirming that his vice president died in a plane crash. Isn't that interesting? This is what we are up against every day. You never know. You're like, oh, this is maybe going to be a slow news day. No, it's not. It's not going to be a slow news day. There's going to be some kind of something crazy that's going to happen, that they're going to try to purport this narrative and pummel this narrative out to the American people and to all the world, really, and just to go on and on and on and on about it. And we realize, you know, we have to think, how do we think through these things to understand what's truly going on, whether it's about President Trump or about Hunter or about the January 6th, whatever it is, it's whatever they're saying, we know is not true. Our job is to piece it together, right? And it takes a lot of thinking, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting. All right, so here's where he's saying that this vice president died in a plane crash. I want you to hear this.
The search and rescue team.
That's a little loud. Sorry, that's a little loud. I don't know if that's loud for you, but it's loud for me.
In the Chikangawa forest, and they have found it completely destroyed with no survivors, as all passengers on board were killed on impact. Dr. Silas Klaus Chidima was a good man, a devoted father and husband, a patriotic citizen who served his country with distinction, and a formidable vice president. I consider it one of the greatest honors of my life to have had him as my deputy and counselor.
Okay, so the point is, the plane crashed, there are no survivors, completely destroyed, okay? So, the same thing recently happened to the president of Iran. And this reminded me of this post right here, from post 2304, where it says, how many plane crashes since this post? Standard deviation? All right, so the point is, are they trying to fake their deaths? I misspelled the word plan. How many plane crashes? How many plane crashes? Are they trying to fake their deaths? What is it? That was what we were kind of led to believe. Is that you got all these plane crashes. Is this intentional, that someone's being killed in a plane crash? I think that's the case in many cases. But because it doesn't happen very often, right? We don't really hear, we hear of car crashes a lot, but we don't really hear of plane crashes that much, surprisingly. You know, the thought of it, it spooks us a lot because like you don't, no one wants to go down in a plane crash, but we really don't hear about that many plane crashes. But it very, it just seems very odd and outside the standard deviation to have all these politicians dying in a plane crash. And so the what it's either they're being killed intentionally or maybe they're faking their deaths. What do you think? I want to hear what you think. What do you think is the case? We know that the Bible says that they'll say rocks and hills fall on us and hide us from the face of the Lamb, right? Hide us from judgment. We know that they don't want to face judgment. And we know that many of them are guilty of big time crimes. So what they'd like to do is to exit stage left and go, oh, I've died. you can't, you know, find me guilty if I'm dead, right? The thing is, I don't believe that they'll be able to get away with faking their death. It doesn't matter what they try, what they do. The white hats are in control. They know what's going on with every person. And, you know, if there's someone who's dead, they're going to have strong evidence. Show us their teeth, show everything to prove that they truly are dead. So I think that's what's happening. So, you know, it's just, there's so much news out here. I just want to kind of give you some hints on what is likely really truly going on in the background. Either they're killed by their enemies, their political enemies, or they are trying to fake their deaths. Those are two options. There might be other options. Put in the comments if you have other thoughts on what is really happening to them. All right. So the next thing is, this was on the New York Post today. They called it inhuman, and that they are celebrating the rape and murder on October 7th massacre. Okay, so the question is, why are there people coming out to do this and celebrate this now? Okay, and most people just see the news and it has a visceral reaction. How dare they? How dare they celebrate all this horrible murder of these people and all the evil things that happened on October 7th? That's normally the case, that people just have a visceral reaction and they aren't thinking and they just blow off and they yell and put hatred toward the people of Gaza. And we are thankfully smarter than that. And I'm praying in Jesus' name that more people will become smarter than that and won't fall for the bull and that the mainstream media pummels on the daily basis. So again, we go back to that the government operations, the CIA, the FBI, all of them are working alongside their cohorts in the media. We know that many of the people in the mainstream media are CIA and FBI. And so they're working alongside each other and and they're trying to say, okay, how can we foment anger toward the people of Gaza? And this is what they come up with. And so this is why I said to meet, and I saw it on another Patriot channel, and they're like, you could see all the anger. Everybody's, these people of Gaza are so evil. How could they? Now, some of these people may be shills. I don't know. But the point is, come on, Patriots. Come on. Think for yourselves. Don't be led around by the nose by the mainstream media. Come on, you can do this. This is not our first day at the fair. And they realize it works. So that's why they play this game over and over and over. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to have to talk about this because this is the same game that they played the other day. And we talked about it and we understand what they did on the other day. Well, they're doing the same thing this week. And they'll probably do the same thing next week and the next and the next and the next until they're behind bars. Okay? So, okay, good. I'm glad you were seeing that this was the case. So yeah, I'm glad you're seeing this about the helicopter crash and all that. So did y'all see this? And did you realize this was CIA? You know, we always have to realize that they are trying to get our dander up. And so just keep your dander down. Keep your dander down. All right. So the next thing, I want you to see this. Scott Lobato, I think that's how you say his name, Lobato, has created a movie. I want you to see this because it's in the theaters. He's a great you know, artist, and he has created this movie. It's called Relentless Patriot. I think that's what it's called. Relentless. I don't know why you didn't have the title right here. I think it's called Relentless Patriot, right, you guys? Anyway, so I want you to see this. Now, I think he has some checkered language, some kind of colorful language. Sorry about that. So I'm just warning right now, you're probably going to hear some checkered language.
I'm tired. Well, a couple of pictures. This, my windshield smashed for the umpteenth time. My slashed tires in my truck for the umpteenth time. Here's a good one. Written in front of my apartment. Fascists must die, with a little arrow towards my front door. This is what happens to me. Fighting for you. Getting arrested. A million times. I spent weekends in central booking. If you don't know what that is, folks, it is not fucking pretty. Oh, here you go. Me with my head cracked the fuck open. Again. 30 years fighting for you people. I don't give a fuck what happens to me because this battle is bigger than me. You see, you don't need to get your head cracked open and your tires slashed. Now, I'm going to give you a little guilt here. Because I put my fucking time in. Okay? And all I'm asking you to do, look, you're going to be sick of hearing this for the next 3 days about my movie, The Relentless Patriot, but it's important.
Okay, The Relentless Patriot. Okay, write that down, you guys. Songbird, put this in the chat. The Relentless Patriot. And it's Fandango. Fandango.com. Okay, Songbird, you got it? The Relentless Patriot. Everybody, go and buy a ticket. Whether you go to the movie or not, buy a ticket to the Relentless Patriot, okay? And they need to know that we are walking in lockstep with these great patriots like him. Anybody who's coming out with a movie trying to get into the mainstream, into the movie theaters, talking about patriot stuff, I'm on it. I'm buying their ticket, okay? So check it out.
So stay with me. If you're my fan, I got 500,000 fans on social media. I got millions of other fans. All I need is a fraction of you. Now, some of you are buying tickets. Some places are sold out, but not enough. Like Texas? Patriotic Texas? Gotta get fucking working there, pal. Look, the importance of this is that we need to let these fuckers up there know because they want to pull this movie. Do you understand? They don't want this movie in theaters. This movie about patriotism and fighting for yourselves. They want to pull it. But we need to prove, see, on the 13th, June 13th, when it opens up everywhere, if they don't see the sales doing good, they say, let's get it out. This movie ain't making anything. That's why you have to go see it on the 13th. Buy the fucking ticket even if you're not going. If you got a lot of money and you're rich, buy a shitload of them. Give them away or don't even show up. You're all going to want to see the movie. But you see what I'm saying here? This movie is going to wake the last of you people up that are on the fence. Put fire in your belly. Trust me, this movie's going to do that. And it's also going to help the creative conservative community to get back into the theater and TV and the arts and music. It's huge, this movie. It has so much power. And it's going to change things. But I need you to help me. It ain't about me, for fuck's sake. Please, Fandango.com. Buy your tickets, please. You don't need to have this happen. I'll take care of this. Just spend $15.
There you go. Okay, there you go, so y'all. Sorry about that. He said colorful. I'm thinking on the video he had to watch his language. I don't know. But I appreciate the fact that he's willing to get his head cracked open. He says, you don't have to get your head cracked open. I'll take care of that. I'm telling you, he's quite the New Yorker, right? He's quite the New Yorker. Turns out, by the who, I think a lot of us are from York. You know where York is? It's just north of London. Many of our ancestors were from York, and York had been hijacked by these criminals, by King George and all of the rest of them. And many of our forefathers are from there. My people are from that area, and they're like, we got to go to America because these people are crazy. And so that's why we have New York. York is this area just north of of London, like I said. But yeah, this is why we have New York. It's a bunch of people who are like, no, we're not putting up with these criminals at the top. All right, so I like that. Definitely go buy a ticket. Yes, thank you, AD Union. Me too. Me too. I wish we would all go. Wouldn't that be fun if we could all go to the movies together and do that? All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, this is important that you guys see that. All right, so then I've been thinking more and more. Have you guys thought any more about what I talked about as far as the bowls and the loops that are going on? I wanted you to see something else about that. In the book of Revelation chapter, I think this is 16. Yeah, chapter 16, it talks about the seventh bowl. Have you guys taken the time to go read about the bowls? The bowls are where you start to get a little bit of revelation about who these criminals are. And then you get more, and you get more, and the third bowl is more, and the fourth bowl is more, and the fifth bowl is more, and the sixth, and now the seventh. Now, when you go and you look at this video right here, if you haven't seen it, you can watch, and I'll show it to you in the Stellarium app. And you'll see how the Jupiter does these bowls. It's a time of struggle. It's a time of battle. Okay, and this one is where it's just about to start in the bowl, the loop on Taurus. Okay, it's starting the loop on Taurus right here, and it's very interesting. The day I did this video was the 2nd of June, but here we are on the 11th of June, and it's moving forward, and it's going to enter into this area where it starts the loop at the 1st of August. Okay, I'm going to play just this little clip. All that. So let's keep going. Here's going to be the next one. I better go a little quicker. Okay, so it starts and it goes right. Okay, do you see that? So right here, early August. It starts right in here, and it starts to do, actually, it's a zigzag this time. So, and you'll see that, so that's basically when it starts this final loop, the seventh loop. In the book of Revelation, there's only seven bowls. I really think this is about this. I'm on to something. On the signs that the Lord put in the heavens for us, this loop is where it's like we're coming to destroy you. Right up to the horn. This is August. It goes to the horn of Taurus. What does this horn represent? The Bible always talks about the horn being the horn of power, the horn to destroy. Yes, there's the horn that blasts the trumpet. But this is about this horn of destruction. When you think of the horn on a bull, you know that horn is not there to play. It's there to destroy, right? And so there it goes, doing a zigzag. On the horn of... Okay, so right there is about the time when President Trump is inaugurated. Okay, right there. Taurus. And this goes all the way through. Right at that point is where President Trump is elected for the third time, really. Inaugurated right there around the inauguration time. What do y'all think about this? How cool is that? All right, so here's where I'm going to read to you about that seventh bowl. And you tell me if you think that this is not what we're seeing right here. The seventh bowl poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And I will tell you, I hope in Jesus' name that we are done. President Trump has said many times, this is our final battle, as if he knows. I think he knows these signs in the heavens. Different things have made me think he knows these. And so that we are on this seventh bowl, the seventh, it was like we've been round and round and round and round and round. And now we're on the final battle. Okay. Each one of these, if you think about it as a bowl, think of it as a battle that each time in this battle that we're putting them, we're exposing them and destroying their kingdom that they built on earth to destroy us. And we're doing one after another, after another, after another. Okay. And they're all very symbolic. And I, talk about some of the symbolism. I talk about that in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I talk about it. All right. So it says that there were noises and thunderings and lightnings. There was a great earthquake, such as a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And the great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Like that bullhorn that I just showed you. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And the great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men, like, I don't know, that's like 200 pounds. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. I think these people who are going, who are leaving, and faking their deaths, I think, and so these people who are saying, even Andrew McCabe was saying that they feel like they need to leave the country because they are afraid of what's going to happen when President Trump takes office. They know this is the seventh bowl. They know that he's about to take office and destroy them. I'm telling you, this is it. This is it. I've said it, you know, in all this time, I'm like, oh, maybe it's it. I feel that this is it. President Trump would not have told us this is the final battle in 2024 if it wasn't the case. He knows the plan. He came out and said it. 2024 is our final battle. This is the final bowl. This is where it's done. As it says, the seventh angel poured his bowl into the air, and the loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. What is done? The destruction of these criminals. I'm so glad to have this understanding of these bowls, of these loops, because that's a beautiful sign. It's a major sign that the Lord gave us in the heavens, right? Love it. All right. It is. It's been a long time coming. I know. And I've only been awake for now 8 years, and I can't imagine having been fighting in this battle for 20 something years. Yeah. Yeah. I was asleep, and I believed a lot of the things that they had told us, and now I don't believe anything they tell us. I don't believe what Nancy Pants tells us. I don't believe what they tell us about people dying in a plane crash. I don't believe any of it. I'm extremely skeptical. I was just talking to a friend who was over here, and she's talking about, need to go to the doctor. I'm like, oh, find a holistic doctor that you can trust. Be skeptical of everything you put in your body, right? You know me. I'm just like, y'all, we've got to think for ourselves, not just about what we see on the news, but about what the things we put in our bodies, the ones that we trust. As 17 told us, who do you trust the most, right? So if you want to go see that video and see the loops I was talking about, or you can do it yourself on stellarium.org. Just download the online planetarium, or you can see where I showed it here on the video I did on June 2nd, 6/2/24. All right, I think that's it. That's everything. This was quite the day, and I still have to go and I have to do that video for that person. I wish y'all could help me do this recording of this thing for the Flag Day. I'm very happy to do it. I just wish I was better at it. But anyway, you know, everybody's got things that they're good at, and sometimes you find things that you're actually very, very bad at. That's what I found out on this. But that's okay. That's okay. We can't be good at everything. We can't. And anyway, we don't even need any of it if we have the Holy Spirit. Thank God. Yes, and thank you so much, Coast Rider. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Coast Rider. Yes, listen to the Holy Spirit. You know, and, you know, she said something to me in a, because she does. She listens to the Holy Spirit, but she also said when she took the jab, she just prayed over it. Well, you can do that. You can do that. But the Lord says, you know, did I tell you to take the jab? And she was like, oh, but I wanted to go on this cruise. Right? How many of those people who ridiculed us for not taking the jab or for saying that we didn't trust it, and now they're dead? Did y'all see that video I posted today? You know, thankfully more and more people are realizing that they can't, they're not going to trust the CDC or the WHO. Did you see that huge march in Geneva? They're not going to do that anymore. They're like, we're marching in here, and we're like, we got to get rid of the WHO. We don't trust them. We're not going to let them control all these countries. We're finally awake. This is the Great Awakening. This is the Great Awakening. This is amazing. Maybe you guys, I'll stay on the chat for a little bit. Maybe you can tell me questions that you might have. If you've been studying, if you've been going along with us in the study guide, have you been going along with that in the books? Right now we're doing the study guide on end times. Or do you have questions on any of these? End times, major clues from minor prophets, end times, this is biblical. Do you have questions about some of these? I'll try my best to answer them. Or if I don't know the answer, I'll research it and I'll put it on a future video. Okay? So I'd like, or put it in the comment section, and Songbird, you can help to make sure to get those questions to me, and I'll try to my best to answer them. I might not know the answer, but I can try and to research it. And because this is the end times for them. It is. And I want you guys to feel very confident that you understand what the mark of the beast is, what the 666 is, what are the horsemen, what all these things are, who is Babylon, what is who is the harlot, all that. I want you to feel like you understand this so that you can tell other people and tell them that we're not leaving on a rapture, that we're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. I want you to make sure that you really understand this well, because the Lord has called us to understand this, not just for ourselves, but to help others, right? Kind of like what Scott Lobato was saying, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about, there's so many people who are deceived by this and the end times teaching. And so I'm going to pray for you guys that the Lord will help you to piece all this together, whatever it is, whether it's about medical, whether it's about, what you hear on the news, about Hunter, about Nancy Pants, so that whenever you speak, post something, pray over it. Like Cruise, whatever it was name. I'm sorry, I forgot your name already. Coast Rider. I was saying Cruise Rider. It's Coast Rider. That you'll be able to speak the truth, and that it will help him to come out of the matrix, and that we won't continue in this, you know, these lies of how they're lying about January 6ers and lying about Gaza and lying about all this. If you need information about health, I was getting her set up with my friend with sodium chloride. If you aren't familiar with that, right here I've got information about sodium chloride and all the ways that you can detox. And it's the first bottle is really, really inexpensive. You can try it's so worth it, because these are nanoparticles right here on this page where the Melly's Health Links. I really highly recommend that you detox your body, get all the toxins out. They have really done a number on our bodies. I really encourage you to do my green smoothies every day. It's just stuff that you get at the grocery store. This is not anything, I'm not selling anything. It's just what you can get at the grocery store and the supplements that you can get wherever you get that you trust. I do love Brighteon.com. And I think you can get like a discount if you use the promo code Melly. But the point is getting products into your body that can give your body the fighting chance against all the things that they've done to us. Who knows what they're going to pull out next? Who knows? So yeah, my heart has been healed. Here's how I healed my heart. How you can lift depression, lifting bipolar disorder. We have so many answers, and I'm just so glad to be able to share all of this with you. So definitely check out Boycott the Beast, because you've got to get products in your house that are not toxic. You've got to get all the toxic stuff out of your house, out. I love supporting Q Streaming. Let's support them. Everybody, don't support Xfinity or Dish or Direct or any of these people. Let's all support wonderful Patriot companies. Support MyPillow. Use the promo code Melly. You support the Q Streaming. Go to freedomforce.myqstreaming.com and you can get off of these awful cabal TV and support companies like One America News. That type of thing. We've got to support all these wonderful companies. Scott Lobato, let's all go get tickets for that. So let's continue to support all of these. This is all over on freedomforce.live. Anyway, let's pray. What do you do when shopping for a holy Bible? Bibles have been manipulated and banned. So Spitfire is saying this. I personally like to go on BibleGateway.com. I like the NLT version. I like the New King James version. But I like to compare the different versions. And so maybe some have been manipulated, but to be honest, not that much. What I see more than anything, Spitfire, I see that maybe a word is in one version, and when you compare it to another version, you're like, oh, okay, this version is clearer. And to be honest, I can't say that the King James has always been the clearest or the NLT has always been the clearest, but those are the two that I like the best. And so, but bottom line, He says to study to show yourself an approved workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He says he wants us to study it. And so I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you guys are reading the word. I just, you know, but whenever you're reading something, it'd be a good idea to read it in another version. Go on BibleGateway.com, go on YouVersion app, so you can compare the two different versions. And it just takes time. So, but the no time like the present. Let's all just be in the word, as you know, every day, and say, Lord, guide me into all truth. This is the great thing about the Great Awakening, is this is the day when the Lord is helping us to piece it together. Like I said, I've been in the Word for years and years and years and years, teaching the Word of God, but I didn't have the understanding about the New World Order and the criminal cabal, and that was the beast of Revelation. I didn't understand that. Once I understood that this is the beast of Revelation, all the puzzle pieces started to come together. And that's what's so great about this day, is that when you read, you have greater understanding than I had for all these 40 years ago, because now we see it in the light of the battle of Armageddon that we're fighting to save the world. And the wonderful thing is, imagine the world without this criminal cabal running it. It's going to be so beautiful. And you can also understand the Bible when you're reading it, that you realize that where we're headed, we're not leaving. We're not escaping earth. When you see his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that gives light to every verse that you read. You see Jesus's direction that he was trying to help us to say the kingdom of God is in you. He says the kingdom of God is like a giant tree that all the birds of the air can nest in. He's trying to tell us about this beautiful kingdom that we're all working toward and fighting for. It's a beautiful thing. So yeah, very, very good question. Anybody, I will be on the chat if anybody else has any questions before we jet out. But let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, that you helped us through all kinds of things. We don't understand how to do things. We don't understand the answer. We don't understand how to work on technology. But you always figure it out for us. You always guide us and get us through all these pinches we don't even understand. But you are always with us, and you always guide us through. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to gather together today. I didn't know for a minute we were going to get to, but I thank you that we were able to. I thank you for all the Freedom Force Battalion and how they're so sweet to me and so patient with me as I go and try to solve all these technical issues. And Lord, help me to get this done on this Flag Day script that I promised that I would do. I just pray you'll help me to get this done. And Lord, y'all pray for me. Lord, just all of us are praying for me, because I need help. I clearly am not good at this, but you could help me to do things that I can't even figure out how to do. And I just pray for all of us that you'll guide us as we read your word, that you'll strengthen us and help us to understand and piece it together. And we just thank you, and we love you. We praise you that you're the king of the world, and your kingdom is coming. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're so glad that we're going to see this. We've lived to see this day. I pray you'd strengthen all my battalion. I pray you'd strengthen their bodies. I pray you'd strengthen their minds. I pray you'd protect them with every bit of food and medicine and supplements and everything that goes into their body. I pray that you would help them to get the toxins out, and that they would have everything would be blessed and pure and perfect for their bodies. I pray you would give them long lives, that they would see 1,000 years, Lord. I pray that every one of my patriots will live 1,000 years. I do. I pray that in Jesus' name, that they will begin to follow your statutes, and that they will receive that wonderful truth that we will have life extension, and that our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. We believe your promise. We believe your promises. I pray this yay and amen to every one of your promises, and we want them all. They're all for us, and that we're going to see long lives and healthy lives and peaceful lives and good lives for our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren, and on and on and on. We praise you and thank you that we've been in this battle together for these days, and pray you'd help us as we keep going until we see the victory line. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you again. Yes, occupy till he comes. All right, I'm going to jet out, but like I said, I'm going to be on the chat for just a few minutes. And thank you again. Y'all are the best. And I will talk to you later.